CU Boulder Environmental Design Gallery put up an exhibit on race and space in the classroom. It explores race conditions and spatial operations of whiteness. CU student Carlos Carvajal spoke about how the architecture of the campus classrooms perpetuates racialized experiences.
How are classrooms racist?
Yeah, so we posed the questions, how are classrooms racist? And thinking about a classroom setting within a racialized society, right, it's something that's embedded whether we're conscious of it or not. So in this exhibit, we kind of aim to explore the relationships between the experience of BIPOC people in an academic setting and, of course, the architecture of the space itself. So we explore ideas such as a desirability of a seat in contrast to the proximity of your professor, right? And this idea that, okay, if a student wants to become invisible and blend in and avoid that visibility of the instructor, you know, why is it that way? Why do classrooms in their architectural form allow that to happen? And how can we reform that?
How many students are in this research project?
There were three of us, three students in the environmental design program, led by Professor Shaheen Rudbari. Yes, this is the culmination of a year's worth of research.
How can a space be safe for a person of color, a BIPOC student, or unsafe? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. In terms of safety or lack thereof, we talk a lot about kind of on campus, the institutionalized blueprint of a classroom setting, right? These sterile white walls, much like the space we're in right now. And thinking about more, like, is that actually the best way to design a space? And what we found is that these white sterile spaces actually lead to a decrease in comfort, especially for students of color.
Let's take one of these pictures that we have, and if you can explain to me the drawing in itself, that would be great.
Sure,
so
yeah,
let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take me there.
Yeah, and so there's anybody in this building.
Explain to us what we are seeing.
Really, the issue for us was, since we're tackling such complex ideas, maybe things that are more subjective and feeling emotional-based, really trying to figure out what the best way to represent that is. So what we're looking at right here is the architectural representation of the space, right? We're looking at the plan view, and we're following the path of one student as he crosses those thresholds. Even things as simple as doors, right, actually create a subconscious barrier for some students. And we're showing how one might navigate that space. And then we're also showing the placement, his final landing point, and how his destination is related to being hidden from that perspective, from the professor's gaze. Yeah, and then as we move over here, you know, here we really are taking the same kind of architectural drawing, but then applying this grid that explores the relationship between visibility and comfort, as well as proximity to the instructor. And what we found in the research is that the most desirable spaces for a person of color that does not want to be seen is, you know, tucked away in these back corners. And really the question that we're asking is, why is that? And how is architecture as a whole contributing to that? And how can we as designers and aspiring architects change that?
You know, when I see these drawings, what comes to my mind is the same distribution of a court.
Yes.
And you have that judge looking at you, and when you are called, you need to be in front of everybody saying that you are guilty or not. Is this something that is related to this kind of design?
I think that's an amazing point. And the parallels between, like you said, the courthouse, for example, they do exist. For example, the way that we've interpreted this space with the professor at the head of the classroom, right, inherently puts him at a position of power, much like the judge in a courtroom. So really exploring how we can reimagine this, how we can make maybe a more equitable space so that there's less of a hierarchy between instructor and student. But I really do like the parallels you drew to the courtroom. I had not thought of that previously.
You're graduating, I'm guessing, in architecture.
Yes.
That's very cool. So how are you going to use this knowledge, this research, in your future work?
For me, it's almost embedded in who I am at this point. I applied a lot of my personal experience into this particular research project, but also it's something that bleeds into everything I work on as a designer or architect. And yeah, I plan on finding a space that allows me to continue pursuing that kind of work and that kind of design, and seeing what I can do with that.
Why is it important to provide a safe space, especially for BIPOC students and people in general?
I think it's more important now than ever. I think for most of history, we've designed for the 99% rather than the 1%. And really, if we can focus on that, creating a more equitable space for everybody, then that's how we can truly use design and architecture to make a difference culturally and racially.
This exhibit is here at the university, but can you explain how can people find this exhibition and how long is it going to be here for people to participate? Because it seems like there's also a way of interacting with the display.
We are here in the Environmental Design Building. I very much implore you to come check this out in person. It'll be up for 10 more days because you're exactly right. This is something that is meant to be experienced face-to-face with the wall. But if that's something that can happen in terms of seeing it in person, the rest of the team and I will make sure that we make that available to anybody that's interested.
Is there also like a website that people can go and look at the research done and the display?
Yes. I'll bring you over here. So this project is through the Descent X Design Program. So if you want to look up Descent X, DISSENTXDESIGN, and that will be all of the information provided on that website.
Can you just close it by talking to me about the importance of the mentor and the teacher that has brought you to come to this conclusion of spaces that could be racist?
It would be Dr. Shaheen Rudbari here at Environmental Design. He teaches ranges from lectures to studios. This project in particular was a research assistantship. You know, he holds these almost every year or two, so great opportunity to explore, you know, the implications and the relationships of race and space. It was really eye-opening, even as a student of color myself. You know, a lot of this retaining and interpretation of space happens subconsciously and isn't something that I was truly aware of until, you know, Shaheen brought it up and asked us to explore these concepts. Maybe more work in the future can help students of color kind of understand that and strive to making a safer and better place.
What's your name again, and what's your minor or major that you are graduating?
Yeah, my name is Carlos Carvajal, graduating the Environmental Design Program with an emphasis in architecture.
I hope that you get a lot of people coming here into this exhibit. It's super cool. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.